我们实在是感谢主给我们这样子的机会可以相聚在他的脚前。
We truly thank the Lord that he has given us this opportunity to gather before his feet.
在这个末了的时代，
In this fallen time,
我们觉得一次的聚集就少了一次。
We feel that each meeting we have, that there's one less.
因为我们不知道我们的主什么时候回来。
Because we don't know when our Lord is coming back.
我们看这个世界，我们实在觉得他回来的日子近了。
When we look at this world, we truly think that the time is near for him to return.
在他回来之前，
Before he returns,
我们何等的盼望我们在他的话语中间更多的被他成全。
How much we hope that we may be
made full
through his word.
但愿这几天我们在这里聚集的时候，
We hope that these few days as we gather here,
我们弟兄姊妹一起在主的面前献上我们的祷告。
Our brothers and sisters can together offer up our prayers.
让神能够因着我们的祷告。
So that God, through our prayers,
他能够裂天而降来到我们中间。
That he can descend from heaven and be in our midst.
他自己成为我们每一个人的满足。
That he himself can become our satisfaction.
让我们有耳可听的都能够听见他的声音。
That those all of us who have ears can hear his word.
我们先读两个地方的圣经。
Let's first start by reading from two passages in the Bible.
路加福音第二章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 2.
五十二节。
Verse 52.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第五十二节。
Verse 52.
我们同声来读。
Let us read it aloud together.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。我们再读马太福音第三章。
Let us also read Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3.
我们从十三节读到第十七节。
Let us read from verse 13 to verse 17.
马太第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
从十三节到第十七节。
Starting from verse 13 to verse 17.
我们还是同声的来读。
Let us again read together aloud.
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰要受他的洗，约翰想要拦住他说，我当受你的洗，你倒上我这来。耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰许了他，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。我们在主面前再有一点祷告。
Let us have some more prayer before the Lord. Heavenly Father, the deepest cry of our hearts
是我们要看见你，
is that we want to see you.
我们要听见你，
we want to hear you.
我们要亲手摸你，
we want to touch you.
但愿在这个聚会中间，
may in this meeting,
求圣灵做自己要做的工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit to do His work.
我们把讲的、翻译的、听的都交在恩主的手上。
We entrust the speaker, the translator, and the listeners all into your hands.
我们求你亲自与我们同在。
We ask that you be with us.
我们等候你来对我们说话。
We wait for you to speak to us.
我们不只是求你开通我们的耳朵。
Not only do we ask that you open our ears.
我们真求你给我们一颗谦卑的心。
We truly ask that you give us a humble heart.
也赏给我们顺服的灵。
And give us an obedient spirit.
我们这样子的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
James chapter 2 verse 1.
圣灵感动雅各让我们看我们的主耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit moved James to show us how we can see our Lord Jesus.
他说我们的主耶稣基督。
He says, Our Lord Jesus.
荣耀。
Glorious.
没有别的话可以形容我们的主。
There's no other word that can describe our Lord.
荣耀。
Glory.
在这一次晚上三堂的聚会里面。
During the three evening messages.
我们真是盼望圣灵开我们的眼睛。
We truly hope that the Holy Spirit can open our eyes.
我们能够看见这一位荣耀的主。
So that we can see this glorious Lord.
我们今天晚上要来看我们的主他的受浸。
Tonight, we want to look at the baptism of our Lord.
我们刚才所读的路加福音第二章五十二节。
The passage from Luke, chapter 2, verse 52 that we read just before.
这一节的圣经
This passage of scripture
就涵盖了十八年的岁月
It covers 18 years of his life
我们都知道主十二岁的那一年曾经与他的父母一起到圣殿去
And we know that when our Lord was 12 he accompanied his parents to the temple
从那一次以后
From that point on
圣经对这主在地上的生活没有其他的一句话。
The Bible does not record anything else about his life on earth.
整整十八年。
An entire 18 years.
只有一句话。
There's only one phrase.
耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
主在地上总共只有33年多的时间。
When the Lord was on earth, he only had around 33 years.
有整整30年的时间,
30 of those years,
他是过着隐藏的生活。
He lived a hidden life.
他过的是一个非常安静的生活。
He lived a very quiet life.
他过的是一个很无聊的生活。
He lived a very boring life.
现在的年轻人对生命最大的叹息就是无聊。
Today's young people, the biggest complaint they have with life is that it's boring.
主成长的地方是在一个乡下到不能再乡下的地方。
The place where Jesus grew up was way out in the countryside.
没有电视。
There's no television.
没有 Game Boy.
There were no Game Boys.
没有 DVD.
There were no DVDs.
没有 computer.
There were no computers.
什么都没有。
There was nothing.
可能有小鸟。
Maybe there were birds.
可能有牛。
Perhaps there were cows.
因为你看耶稣的教导里面会讲这些东西。
Because if you look at Jesus' teaching, he mentions these things.
什么都没有。
There was nothing.
真无聊。
So boring.
整整三十年。
For 30 years.
他做什么呢?
What did he do?
他是一个木匠。
He was a carpenter.
一个木匠。
A carpenter.
我在想，有人可能有一个床头坏了，请他去修一修。
And I imagine that someone has a bed that needs fixing, they would invite him to fix it.
有人家里也许要添两把凳子，请他去坐一坐。
And some other family may need a couple of chairs, they might ask him to build it for them.
你喜欢做那种事吗？
Is that something you would like to do?
真无聊。
So boring.
完全隐藏。
Completely hidden.
整整三十年。
For 30 long years.
他是一个没有智慧的人吗？
Was he an uneducated person?
他是一个没有能力的人吗？
Was he someone without power?
他是一个像你像我搞不清楚自己在地上应该做什么的人吗？
Was he someone like you or me who don't know what we're doing here on earth?
他没有使命感吗？
Did he not have a mission?
他难道没有看到天天都有人没有信主没有得救下地狱他的心难道不伤痛吗？
And did he not see every day as people around him died without believing on the Lord? Wasn't that painful for him?
他难道没有看到神在地上的见证是失落到什么样的光景吗？
Did he not see how fallen God's testimony was on earth?
他什么都知道。
He knew everything.
他什么都看到。
He saw everything.
但是整整三十年他什么都没有做。
But for 30 years, he did nothing.
他过的是非常孤单的日子。
He lived a very lonely life.
没有人跟随他。
No one followed him.
没有掌声。
There was no applause.
没有群众。
There were no crowds.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天你跟我
Today you and I,
我们还没什么大本领
We don't have great power,
我们也没有什么太聪明
And we're not too smart,
我们也没有什么很了不起的眼光和野心
And we don't have some great ambition,
但是我们何等的不甘于寂寞
But we're not...We're not willing to accept loneliness.
我们多么不甘心啊。
We're not satisfied.
如果我们稍微知道一点，神有一天要用我们。
If we know that one day the Lord will use us.
如果我们里面真是好像有一点对着主的话有感动，有饥渴。
If we have a little bit of thirst towards God's word.
我们肯像耶稣一样在那个漫长的三十年里面什么都不做什么都不说吗
Would we be willing like Jesus for those 30 years to not do anything and not say anything?
耶稣应该说我现在圣经这么懂了我应该出来好好的讲讲圣经给人家听
Jesus should say that I know the scriptures so well I should go and explain the scriptures to people.
我可以行异能。
I can perform miracles.
我可以救人。
I can save people.
我可以讲圣经。
I can talk about the scriptures.
我可以做很多的事。
I can do many things.
而且这些事都是神喜悦的。
And all these things are things that God desires.
但是耶稣甘心三十年什么都不做。
But Jesus was willing to do nothing for 30 years.
今天有太多的年轻人。
Today there are so many young people.
信主还没有几天。
That they have only known the Lord for a few days.
就要去念神学。
And they want to go to seminary.
他们就要赶快为神做一番大事业。
They want to very quickly do some great works for the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
一个人如果先学会活在神的面前。
If someone first learns how to live before the Lord,
他才将来有一天可以活在人的面前。
It is only then that one day they can live in front of men.
一个人先要肯甘于寂寞。
Someone must be willing to endure loneliness.
有一天他在群众的面前才不会迷失了自己。
then one day when they stand in front of crowds, they will not lose themselves.
一个人有本领,有能力,他能够隐藏着不用。
For someone who has the ability and the power for them to be willing to be hidden,
神才能够把更大的能力信托交托给这样子的人。
Only then can God give more power and more ability, entrust more power and more ability to that person.
我们公开的侍奉,
the service that we do openly,
必须建立在我们隐藏生活的本质里面。
Must be built on our hidden life.
今天有太多的基督徒,
today there are too many Christians.
我们所有属灵的活动都是摆在人的面前。
All of our spiritual activities are placed in front of men.
这就是为什么你到很多的礼拜堂去。
This is why when you go to many churches,
你会找到很多 掉在礼拜堂里面的圣经。
That is why you will find many Bibles that have been lost and left in the church.
因为很多人的圣经掉了没关系，下礼拜拿回来还可以用。
Because for many people, if they lose their Bible at church, that's okay. Next week, it'll be there, ready for use again.
反正平常也没什么时间看。
Because regularly during the week, you don't need it anyway.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
我们隐藏的生活到底如何呢?
How is our hidden life?
打足球的人,
those who play football.
足球的教练,
a football coach.
他会重用什么样的球员呢?
What kind of player will he use the most?
一个好的教练,
a good coach,
他不是在球场上那个看那些球员很努力的在那里练习的球员，就是他所选上的球员。
He may not necessarily pick the players who are out on the field practicing the hardest.
据说一个好的教练,
it's said that a good coach,
他去找球员,
when he looks for a player,
他是到那个举重室里面去找。
He looks in the weight room.
在举重室里面,
in the weight room,
没有人看,
no one's watching,
没有掌声,
there's no applause,
就是很辛苦的一直在那里举。
It's just with great difficulty you're lifting these weights.
如果你可以举100磅,
if you can lift 100 pounds,
一个好球员他就想办法再举120磅,
a good player will try to lift 120 pounds.
当他可以举120磅的时候,
when he can lift 120 pounds,
他要想办法举150,
he will try for 150.
当他可以举150的时候, 他要努力180,
when he can do 150, he tries for 180.
教练是去找这种球员,
the coach is looking for a player like that.
是在隐藏的地方拼命的受苦努力。
Is someone who is in a hidden place striving through suffering.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
可能你今天的生活你觉得很隐藏。
Perhaps you think that your life today is very hidden.
没有人看到, 没有人注意你。
No one notices you.
多一个你好像也不多。
It's as if you're not important.
然后神好像把你放在那个举重房里面。
And it is as if God has placed you in that weight room.
你好不容易才把120磅举上去。
After so much difficulty, you were finally able to lift that 120 pounds.
然后神好像跟你说现在150。
And now the Lord says to you 150.
请你记住。
Please remember.
在这样子的经历里面,
through this kind of experience,
是神真正在预备你的时候,
that is when God is truly preparing you.
是神真正要使用你的之前神必须做的工作。
It is a work that the Lord must do before he can use you.
让我们记得,
let us remember,
主耶稣12岁以后
after our Lord Jesus was 12,
他有18年的时间
there were 18 years,
只有一句话
only one phrase,
耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长
and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
这一句话
this phrase,
告诉我们许许多多关于耶稣那30年的生活
tells us a lot about Jesus' life over those 30 years.
因为智慧
because wisdom
在圣经里面
in the Bible
不是讲到我们聪明
does not speak of our intelligence.
雅各书一章十七节告诉我们
James chapter 1 verse 17 tells us
唯独从上头来的智慧先是从清洁后是和平温良柔顺满有怜悯多结善果没有偏见没有假冒
James
不对
James 1:17 三节
Chapter
3 verse 17, excuse me, James chapter 3 verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们这个人成为什么样的人?
What kind of person we become?
就决定了神可以怎么使用我们。
Decides how the Lord can use us.
不是我们这个人有多少的知识。
It is not how much understanding we have.
不是我们这个人有多少的口才。
It is not how gifted we are.
不是我们这个人有多少的恩赐。
It's not how many gifts the Lord has given us.
智慧和身量。
Wisdom and stature.
我们没有时间好好的来思想身量方面的问题。
We don't have time to fully consider this question of stature.
但是我想到中国人有一句话很有意思。
But I thought that I thought of a Chinese saying that was very interesting.
宰相肚子能撑船。Premier. Prime Minister.
Oh, the Prime Minister. A literal translation. The Prime Minister's stomach can fit a boat.
这句话什么意思呢?
What's the meaning of this saying?
一个人真正的身量不是像我一样说局部长大。
A person's real stature is not really measured that way.
一个人真正的身量是看我们里面多宽广。
A person's real stature is how open their heart is.
在真理上,
in matters of truth,
我们实在需要很严谨,
we need to be very strict.
我们走的道路,
the path that we walk,
应该非常的狭窄。
It should be very narrow.
但是我们的心胸应该非常的宽大。
But our hearts should be very wide and open.
很可惜。
It's a pity.
今天很多基督徒。
Today, many Christians.
我们的路很宽。
The path that we walk is very wide.
我们喜欢怎么做就怎么做。
We do whatever it is we like to do.
但是我们的心很狭窄。
But our hearts are very narrow.
我曾经进过一个人的办公室。
Before I've entered somebody's office.
他的办公室面挂了一个很大很大的一幅字在上面。
In their office, they had a very, very large written word, calligraphy, hung up on the wall.
它是用英文写的。
It was written in English.
There is only one right way. 只有一条正确的路。 下面一行说 My way 我的路。这个人非常诚实。
This person was being very truthful.
Honest.
他
把他心里的想法说出来。
He expressed how he felt.
我们很诡诈。
We are very devious.
我们跟他一样的狭窄。
We are just as narrow as he.
但是我们从来不说我们如此狭窄。
But we never say that we are like that.
智慧和身量。
Wisdom and stature.
神和人喜爱他的心。
In favor with God and men.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一个人活在神面前对了。
Someone who is living rightly before the Lord.
神和人喜爱他都应该不困难。
For him to find favor with God and men should not be difficult.
我们今天很大的难处。
A great difficulty we have today is that when men dislike us, it is not because we are living in front of the Lord. When people dislike us, very often it is because we are living in ourselves.
主十八年的岁月
18 years for the Lord
只有这一句话
There was only this one phrase
然后他就开始了他的受浸
And then he began with his baptism
那弟兄姊妹你要知道
And brothers and sisters you have to know
主的受浸
The baptism of our Lord
就开始了他在地上后面三年多的一切的公开的侍奉。
It started his three plus years of ministry.
那我们都知道受浸在圣经中的意义。
We all know the meaning of baptism in the Bible.
是死。
Is death.
埋葬。
Burial.
复活。
Resurrection.
一个人要真正在神的手中能够侍奉神
For someone to really serve the Lord
也必须死
He must die
埋葬
Be buried
复活
And be resurrected
在旧约里面
In the Old Testament
不知道弟兄姊妹还记不记得
I don't know if brothers and sisters still remember
有一段时间以色列的百姓有一些人对亚伦很有意见
There was a time when some of the people of Israel had some complaints against Aaron.
你算老几?
Who are you?
为什么就是你?
Why should you be the one?
你属灵。
You're spiritual.
我们也不差。
We're not too shabby.
为什么就是你呢?
And why are you the one?
摩西怎么做呢?
What did Moses do?
要他们一个人拿一根杖来,就记得?
He had them all bring a staff.
杖是死了的树。
A staff is a tree that is dead.
到了第二天早晨。
In the second morning.
哪一根杖发芽?
Whosever staff...budded.
哪一个人就可以侍奉神?
Then that person whom the staff belonged to could serve the Lord.
侍奉必须在复活的境界里。
Service must come from resurrection.
今天太多的时候我们把做事当侍奉。
Today, so often, we confuse doing work with service.
我们在老我里面。
We are in the old self.
我们在罪恶中。
We are in the midst of sin.
我们做了许多的事。
We have done many works.
我们还以为是在侍奉神。
And we think that we are serving the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
真实的侍奉。
True service.
必须是在复活的里面。
must be in the resurrection.
经过死亡,
through death.
经过埋葬,
through burial.
那一个侍奉才是神所喜悦的。
And that kind of service is what God desires.
我们来看一看我们主他要从30年这一个隐藏的生活进入到3年非常轰轰烈烈的公开侍奉中间他经过的这一个受尽。
We want to look at this baptism that our Lord went through, that transition from his 30 years of being hidden into his 3 years of a very open ministry.
耶稣从加利利来到约旦河。
Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan.
耶稣从加利利来到约旦河。
Jesus went from Galilee to came from Galilee to the Jordan.
主专程去了。
Our Lord went there specifically for this purpose.
主走了一段路去了。
He walked some distance to get there.
他不是随随便便碰上的。
It was not some chance meeting.
他专程去了。He
went there with a purpose.
他知道父神要他的时间到了。He
knew that the time was right.
他就从加利利离开了加利利到约旦河去。So
he left Galilee and went to Jordan.
他要受约翰的洗。He was
going to be baptized by John.
我们都知道马可福音一章第四节告诉我们
We know that the book of Mark chapter 1 verse 4 tells us
约翰的洗乃是一个悔改的洗礼
That the baptism of John was one of repentance for the forgiveness of sins
我们的主
Our Lord
他是没有罪的
He had no sin
他也不知道罪的
And he did not know sin
他不需要接受约翰的洗。
He did not need to accept the baptism of John.
这是为什么当他到施洗约翰那里去的时候，施洗约翰跟他讲说，
That is why when he went to John, John first refused him.
约翰说，我应该受你的洗，怎么你来受我的洗的呢？
John says, I should be baptized by you. How are you coming to me to be baptized?
主是不需要受悔改的洗。
Our Lord did not need the baptism of repentance.
他不需要。
He did not need it.
但是他要与他的百姓一起认同。
But he wanted to be the same as his people.
He wanted to be identified with his people. 他真的是从他开始侍奉，一直到他最后在地上侍奉的结束，他都是。
From beginning to the end, he identified himself with the sinners.
他的侍奉一开始就是受尽与罪人认同。
His ministry began with the baptism to be identified with us sinners.
他最后挂在十字架上的时候，他是被列在罪犯之中。
And in the end, when he was crucified on the cross, it was with criminals.
一个完全没有罪,
someone who is completely without sin.
一个完全不知道罪,
someone who completely did not know sin.
却完全的与罪人认同,
completely identified himself with sinners.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们信主一段时间以后,
after we have known the Lord for some time,
我们有一点追求，有点爱主以后，
after we have a little love for the Lord and a little seeking after the Lord,
神在我们身上有一点恩典以后，
after the Lord has given us a little of His grace,
我们有一个很大的危机，
there's a great danger,
那就是我们以为自己现在不错了，
is that we think we're pretty good now.
我们在看那些犯罪的人，
When we look at those who are sinning,
我们里面很不舒服,
we feel uncomfortable inside. It is very difficult for us to care for those people. And we don't really like being with those kinds of people. So there are some very spiritual churches. That when you ask them to spread the gospel, to evangelize, they can't find any non-believers. Because none of their brothers and sisters have anything to do with anyone who's not a Christian. They are a heavenly people. They have been separated and called as holy. Brothers and sisters, yes, we are called to be holy. We should be separated from the world and offered solely to our Lord. But let us never forget that we are a sinner saved by grace. Let us never forget that the Lord places us among others, among sinners, so that we can identify with them. We can care for them. We can pray for them. We can help them. We can share the gospel with them. Our Lord, his whole life he identified himself with sinners. He ate with sinners. He was a friend to sinners. He was a friend to tax collectors. May the Lord have mercy on us. So that we won't one day become even more holy than even our Lord. To the point where we can no longer see, can no longer be in contact with sinners.
主来到地上, 他肯去受浸,
our Lord, when he came to earth, he was willing to be baptized.
不只是他愿意与罪人认同,
not only to be identified with sinners,
也是为着尽诸般的义,
but also
to fulfill
the prophecies.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么叫做义?
What is a righteousness?
神说要怎么做, 那个就叫做义。
What God says to do, that is righteousness.
主在地上,
when our Lord was on earth,
他从来没有说一句话,做一件事,是他自己的意思。
He never said one word or did one action that was of his own.
他所说的,他所做的,都是按照父的旨意。
Everything he said, everything he did was according to the will of the Father.
那就叫做义。
That is called righteousness. He knew what he was here on earth to do. He knew he would be crucified. He knew he would be buried. He knew he would be resurrected. So when he came to be baptized, he was showing to the Father his obedience.
他愿意为我们死,
he was willing to die for us.
他愿意埋葬,
he was willing to be buried.
他也相信复活,
and he believed that the Father would raise him from the dead.
约翰很有意思,
John was very, very interesting here.
施洗约翰在这个时候可以说是他的事业的最高峰。
For John the Baptist, at this time, you could say it was the height of his popularity.
所有的犹太人都喜欢他。
All the Jews liked him.
他骂那些犹太人啊。
He scolded those Jews.
那些犹太人还喜欢给他骂。
And those Jews, they just liked being scolded by him.
今天这种基督徒很少了。
There's very few of these kinds of Christians today.
如果有人骂你，你就不理他了。
If someone criticizes you, then you don't pay any attention to them anymore.
但是施洗约翰那时候他很凶的骂犹太人，犹太人还乖乖的到他那儿去受浸。
But at that time, John the Baptist was very, very, very outspoken in criticizing these Jews, but they still went to see him to be baptized.
很多人怀疑他是不是就是弥赛亚。
Many people wondered if he was the Messiah.
施洗约翰那个时候真是受欢迎啊。
And at that time, John the Baptist was so well-liked, so popular.
而且他所传讲的信息真的是很严厉啊。
And the message that he preached, it was very strict.
毒蛇的种类啊。
You brood of vipers. It's so powerful.
悔改啊,
repent, the kingdom of God is near.
这么严厉啊?
It's so strict.
在我们想象,
in our thinking, a preacher who's so strict, they might think that they themselves are pretty good.
你知道传道人有很大的危险。
You know, preachers have a great danger.
就是当人家喜欢我们的时候。
Is that when others like preachers.
当别人说,哎呀,你讲得真好哦。
When others say to you, oh, you speak so well.
我们很喜欢听哦。
Oh, we really enjoy listening to you speak.
你知道有多危险吗?
Do you know how dangerous that is?
因为你就忘记了你是谁。
You're so easy to forget who you are.
施洗约翰非常可爱。
John the Baptist was very interesting. Yeah.
他居然说,
he actually said,
我应当受你的洗。
That I should be baptized by you.
他一点都不因为神使用他，有这么多的人跟随他，他就忘记了他是谁。
He did not forget himself because of there were so many people following him, and the Lord had used him so much. He still did not forget himself.
当他听见了主耶稣说：“我们理当这样尽诸般的义。” 于是约翰许了他。
When John heard Jesus say, it's proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness, he agreed.
他又谦卑,
he was humble,
他又顺服,
and he was obedient.
难怪主耶稣后来要称赞他。
No wonder our Lord would praise him later on.
凡妇人所生的没有大过施洗约翰。
There's no one greater than John.
当我们主受了洗,
when our Lord, after our Lord was baptized,
随即从水里上来,
as he went up out of the water,
天忽然为他开了,
and at that moment, the heaven was suddenly opened for him.
你是哪一个 version?
NIV?
The heavens opened for him?
No, that's what you said. Sorry. At that moment, heaven was opened.
天在这一节圣经里面，原文是说天就向着他打开了。In
the original language, it speaks that the heavens were opened to him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
从伊甸园开始,
starting from the Garden of Eden.
当亚当跟夏娃犯罪以后,
after Adam and Eve sinned,
当神把他们从伊甸园里面赶出去了,
after they were cast out of the garden,
人就与这一个完全的天失去了一切的交通。
Man lost all fellowship with heaven.
人不能够再回到神的面前。
Man could not come before the Lord anymore.
天对着人是关闭的。
The heavens were closed to men.
但是天在主耶稣受浸从水里上来的时候。
But the heavens when Jesus came out of the water.
向着主耶稣打开了。
The heavens were opened to Jesus.
这一件事,
this event,
向我们见证,
testifies to us,
主这三十年在地上的生活,
that the 30 years of Jesus' life on earth,
虽然没有人知道,
although no one knew,
没有人看见,
no one saw,
但是他是活在神的面前。
But he lived in front of our Lord.
他做的每一件事,
everything he did,
他说的每一句话,
every word he said,
都是满足了神的要求。
It fulfilled God's requirement.
神在他身上一切的旨意,
all of God's will for him,
都能够完全的成全,
could be fulfilled completely.
所以天没有任何的理由不跟他有一个交通。
So there was no reason for him not to have this relationship with heaven.
天开了。
The heavens opened.
以赛亚书
Book of Isaiah
64章
Chapter 64
第一节
Verse 1
先知在那里祷告说
The prophet is praying here.
愿你裂天而降。
Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down.
愿山在你面前震动。
That the mountains would tremble before you.
历世历代的以色列百姓。
Generation after generation of Israelites.
多么盼望有一天天能够向他们打开。
How much they hoped that one day the heavens would be open to them.
但是这一个开的天。
But this open heaven.
等到我们的主在受浸的时候。
Until our Lord was baptized.
向我们的主打开了。
At that moment, it was open to our Lord.
人重新找到一条路可以回到天上。
Man, that now there was another way, for man to return to heaven.
天开了。
The heavens opened.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是多宝贵的一件事。
How precious is this thing?
天开了。
The heavens opened.
我们有家可回。
We have a home to return to.
记不记得主在地上曾经说过这样的话?
Do you remember that our Lord once said,
你们要看见天开了。
You will see the heavens open.
你们要看见神的使者在人子的身上上去下来。
You will see the Son of Man ascending and descending.
天开了。
The heavens opened.
这是多宝贵的一件事。
How precious is this fact?
在那个时候是为着主耶稣开的。
At that time, it was opened to our Lord, Jesus.
因着为着他开。
Because it was opened for him.
我们在他里面的人。
Those of us who are in him.
我们也有一个开的天。
We also have this open heaven.
这是多宝贵啊。
This is so precious.
主受浸。
Our Lord was baptized.
天就开了。
And then the heavens opened.
他看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上。
And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him.
神的灵。
The Spirit of God,
像鸽子,
like a dove,
降在他的身上,
and lighting on him.
以赛亚书十一章第二节这样说,
Isaiah chapter 11,
verse 2
says,
耶和华的灵并住在他身上。
The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵。
The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding.
谋略与能力的灵。
The Spirit of counsel and of power.
知识和敬畏的灵。
The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
如果你一直读下去,
if you continue reading,
你就发现这里在讲到神的灵降在一个君王的身上。
You will see that it speaks of the Spirit of the Lord resting on a king.
因为他后面讲他行审判不凭眼见。
Because it says he will not judge by what he sees with his eyes.
他口中的杖要击打世界。
He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth.
这里是讲到那一个伟大的大君王。
This speaks of the great king.
有一天要在治理万有。
One day he will govern all things.
神的灵要高这一个王。
The Spirit of God will anoint this king.
42章, 以赛亚书42章第一节。
Isaiah 42, chapter 42, verse 2?
Verse 1.
那你说,
看啊,我的仆人。
Here is my servant.
我所扶持,所拣选,心里所喜悦的。
Whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight.
我已将我的灵赐给他。
I will put my spirit on him.
弟兄姊妹,你注意。
Brothers and sisters, please note,
圣灵浇灌下来,
when the Holy Spirit comes down
在主的身上,
upon our Lord Jesus,
天上有声音说,
there was a voice from heaven that said,
这是我的爱子,
this is my Son,
我所喜悦的,
whom I love.
这是我的爱子,
this is my Son, whom I love.
这是我的爱子是从诗篇第二篇第七节来的。
This phrase is from Psalm chapter 2, verse 7.
受膏者说, 我要传圣旨。 耶和华曾对我说, 你是我的儿子, 我今日生你。
I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father.
这是我的爱子,
this is my son,
my beloved son.
这句话就说到我们的主他是君王。 This speaks that our Lord Jesus is that king.
这是弥赛亚。
This is the Messiah.
因为万国的权柄都要交在他的手上。
Because all authority will be given to him.
我所喜悦的,
my beloved,
I'm
well pleased.
我所喜悦的,
in whom I am well pleased.
乃是讲到一个仆人,
it speaks of a servant.
他是一个 servant king.
He is a servant king.
他又是君王。
He is a king,
他又是仆人,
but he is also a servant.
当圣灵高他的时候,
when the Holy Spirit anoints him,
天上的声音在这里宣告,
the voice out of heaven says,
一方面说, 这是我的爱子,
on the one hand it says, this is my beloved son.
这是讲到他君王弥赛亚的身份。
This talks about his position as a king and as the Messiah.
我所喜悦的,
in whom I am well pleased.
这是讲到他是一个仆人。
This says that he is a servant.
我不知道我们中间有多少弟兄姊妹。
I don't know how many brothers and sisters among us.
我们知道我们自己的身份。
We know our own identity.
我们都可以承认我们是神的孩子。
We can all accept that we are God's children.
这真是宝贵,
this is so precious.
这也是真的,
and this is true.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们有多少人知道在基督里我们也是君王？
How many of us know that in Christ we are kings?
我们有多少人知道我们自己是君王的身份？
How many of us know that we have this position of being a king?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
王就要有王的样子。
A king has to behave like a king.
你知道英国的女王？
You know the Queen of England.
在她年轻的时候，
When she was young,
她的父母 决定不要告诉她她将来会做王位。
Her parents decided not to tell her that one day she'll become a royalty or sit on the throne.
所以她从小很调皮啊。
So ever, when she was a child, she was very naughty.
很不听话。
Very disobedient.
很少有老师管得了她。
The teachers would not be able to control her.
因为她不知道她有一天要坐在王位上。
Because she did not know that one day she would sit on the throne.
有一天一个老师被她气得受不了了。
And one day a teacher was so angered by her, he couldn't stand it.
就跟她说。
So he told her,
你知不知道有一天你要坐在那个王位上？
Do you know that one day you will sit on the throne?
她傻了。
She was shocked.
她在看半天。
She just stared at him for a while.
她说你讲的是真的吗？
She said, are you telling the truth?
这个老师吓坏了。
And his teacher was scared.
因为曾经交代他不可以告诉这个小公主的。
Because he had been instructed not to tell that little princess.
他是气得没办法了，就讲出来了。
And he was so angry that he let it slip.
他只好说：“你去问你妈妈。
”He could only say, "Well, you go ask your mother."
他就回去问他妈妈。
So she went back and asked her mother.
她说：“我真的有一天要坐在这个位置上吗？”
She asked, "Is it true that one day I will sit on the throne?"
她妈妈就告诉她是的。
And her mother told her yes.
从那天开始。
Starting from that day.
她整个人改变了。
Her whole person changed.
她的学习改变了。
Her studies changed.
她以前不爱念书的。
She did not like studying before.
干什么念书啊？
Why should she study?
太累了。
It's too tiring.
Boring.
Boring.
他以前叫他走路要像个样子。
Before, when they would try to teach her how to walk properly,
他受不了。
She couldn't stand it.
他喜欢跑。
She likes to run.
叫他穿长裙子。
To teach her to wear long dresses.
你开什么玩笑？
And you gotta be kidding.
她喜欢穿裤子的。
She likes wearing pants.
但从她知道她要做王位那天开始。
But starting from the day that she knew she would sit on the throne,
她改变了。
She changed.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知不知道你跟我有一天要做王位？
Do you know that one day you and I will sit on the throne?
我们今天有没有预备自己可以坐在那里呢？
Today, have we prepared ourselves to be able to sit there?
如果你真知道你有一天要坐在那个位置上，
If you truly know that one day, that is where you will be sitting,
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
好多事情都改变了。
So many things change.
我记得非常清楚。
I remember very clearly.
我十几岁的那一年，
When I was in my teens,
有一天我去看妙爷爷。
One day I went to visit Uncle Miao.
很热的夏天。
It was a very hot summer day.
热得不得了。
Incredibly hot.
我跟他两个人到外面去办事情。
The two of us went outside to do some work.
我们办完了事回到他住的小公寓。
After we had finished, we returned to his little apartment.
我们看到路旁边有卖西瓜的。
we saw that by the roadside they were selling watermelons.
我就去问这个西瓜怎么卖。
I went to ask how much the watermelons were.
他告诉我说包甜的多少钱。
And they told me the ones that are guaranteed to be sweet, they have this price.
不包甜的另外一个价钱。
And the ones that I don't guarantee to be sweet, they have a different price.
我就问 Uncle, 我说买包甜的还是买包甜的。
And I asked Uncle Miao, should we buy the ones that are guaranteed to be sweet or the ones that are not?
他说买包甜的。
He said, buy the ones that are guaranteed to be sweet.
我就买了一个包甜的。
So I bought one.
然后我们就带到他的公寓去。
And we brought it to his apartment.
我就把西瓜切开。
And I cut open the watermelon.
我就帮他切了一盘。
And I cut it into a plate.
我就拿给他吃。
And I gave it to him to eat.
他吃了不讲话。
He ate the watermelon, but he didn't say a word.
我知道平常他如果吃到什么东西，他都会很习惯的称赞。
I know that he has a habit of complimenting things as he tastes them.
吃不讲话。
But he didn't say a word this time.
所以我也开始吃。
So I started to eat.
我一吃就知道上当。
And as soon as I ate, I realized I had been cheated.
这什么叫包甜？
What do you mean this is guaranteed to be sweet?
这是包不甜。
This is guaranteed to be not sweet.
一点都不甜。
There's not even a hint of sweetness.
我就跟他讲不要吃了。
And I told him, don't eat anymore.
我拿回去换。
I will bring it back to exchange.
他说是包甜的。
He said he would guarantee it to be sweet.
我要拿去找他算账。
I'm going to settle this with him.
我永远都不会忘记 Uncle 那天跟我说的话。
I will never forget what Uncle told me that day.
他说没有一个王会拿去换的。
There is no king that would ever go back to return that watermelon.
他说一个君王不会在这些事情上跟人家计较。
A king will not argue with someone over matters such as this.
你像君王？
Are you like a king?
有多少的事情？
How many things?
把你气得不得了。
Can anger you so much?
有多少的事？
How many things?
让你睡不着觉。
Can cause you to have sleepless nights.
如果你知道你是王,
if you know that you're a king,
这些事就摸不到你。
These things cannot touch you.
因为你不会在乎这些小事。
Because you'll not care about the little things.
我们都喜欢做儿子。
We all like being sons.
但是让我们记得我们是君王。
But let us remember that we are kings.
我们都喜欢做儿子。
We all like to be sons.
但是让我们记得我们也是仆人。
But let us remember that we are also servants.
仆人
servants
是比较客气的翻译。
Is a more polite translation.
严格一点的讲。
Strictly speaking,
是奴隶。
It is slave.
你知道仆人跟奴隶有什么差别吗?
Do you know what the difference is between a servant and a slave?
仆人不想做的时候可以不做。
A servant, if he does not want to work, he can stop.
他可以辞职。
He can quit.
我们中间有多少人在教会服侍不高兴就辞职了?
And how many co-workers in church have become unhappy and decided to quit serving.
但是假如你是奴隶,
But if you are a slave,
可不可以辞职啊?
Can you quit?
奴隶喜欢做也要做。
Or a slave, if he enjoys it, he must do it.
不喜欢做也要做。
If he does not enjoy it, he still must do it.
奴隶
A slave
是我们的身份。
Is our position.
但是我们在教会里面像奴隶吗？
But in the church, are we like slaves?
主耶稣说，
Jesus said,
人子来不是要受人侍奉，乃是要侍奉人。
Son of man did not come to be served, but to serve.
今天你跟我在弟兄姊妹中间。
Today you and I among brothers and sisters.
我们是被侍奉呢，我们还是侍奉人呢？
Are we being served or are we serving others?
我们都叫自己基督徒。
We all call ourselves Christians.
基督是受膏者。
Christ.
Is the anointed one.
Christ was the anointed one.
我们在基督里，小基督也是受膏者。
In Christ, we Christians are also anointed.
我们像君王吗？
Are we like kings?
我们像奴隶吗？
Are we like slaves?
圣灵像鸽子。
The Spirit of God was like a dove.
不知道为什么这句话在近代特别被人家喜欢。
I don't know why, but in modern times, this phrase, people like it very much.
因为全本的圣经只有这一次形容圣灵像鸽子。
Because in the entire Bible, it is only this once that the Spirit of God was described as being like a dove.
其他的地方圣灵像很多别的东西啊。
In many other places, the Spirit of God is like many other things.
但是我们今天看图画看来看去大概就是鸽子。
But whatever pictures we see today, it's usually a dove.
但是弟兄姊妹让我告诉你，像鸽子的圣灵只有降临在基督的身上。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, the Spirit in the form of a dove only descended upon our Lord Jesus.
像鸽子的圣灵不会降临在你身上，也不在我身上。
The Spirit in the form of a dove, in the form of a dove will not descend upon you.
因为像鸽子乃是说出主的品格。
Because like a dove speaks of the character of our Lord.
他的纯洁。
His purity,
他的谦卑,
his humility,
他的 meekness,
his meekness.
鸽子,
a dove,
是那样的美,
is so beautiful,
是那样的谦卑,
is so meek.
有谁看到一个鸽子过来说吓坏了？
Who, when they see a dove, becomes afraid of it?
我看过一个小孩就这么高。
I saw a child who was only that tall.
他居然拿着那个小面包要去追鸽子。
They had a little piece of bread and they were chasing after these doves.
鸽子怕他。
The doves were afraid of him.
他一直在追啊。
He kept chasing them.
鸽子一直在跑。
They kept running away from him.
他的母亲一直告诉他说。
And his mother kept telling him.
你不要动。
Don't move.
鸽子就会来找你。
And then that dove will come to you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
知道吗？
Do you know?
今天多少人拼命的跑啊，去找圣灵啊。
How many people today are running for their lives, chasing after the Holy Spirit?
听说这里有特会他就去。
Oh, they hear that there's a special meeting over there and they go.
听说那里有一个方法他也去学。
And they hear about this particular method and they try to learn it.
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
你安静下来。
Quiet yourself.
鸽子会来找你啊。
The dove will come to you.
你去找来的。
What you chase after and find for yourself.
可能不像鸽子。
It may not look like a dove.
圣灵膏抹我们的主。
The Holy Spirit anointed our Lord.
在使徒行传。
In the book of Acts.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章
Acts chapter 10
38节
verse 38
当彼得在哥尼流的家里讲道的时候
When Peter was speaking at somebody's house
他说神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拉上的人耶稣这都是你们知道的
You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power.
主开始他的侍奉。
The Lord began his work.
是圣灵能力膏抹在他的身上。
It started with the Holy Spirit and with power being anointed, on him.
神的儿女中间
Among God's children
有一些人就是乱追求圣灵
There are some who wrongly chase after the Holy Spirit
有一些人又全然忽略圣灵
And there are some who completely ignore the Holy Spirit
一听说讲圣灵就离那么快
As soon as they hear someone speak of the Holy Spirit, they say, oh, that's the charismatics.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记住,
let us remember,
我们的主,
our Lord,
他是圣灵怀孕的,
He was born of the Spirit.
我们的主是满了圣灵的,
our Lord was full of the Spirit.
然而我们主开始他的侍奉。
And when our Lord began His ministry,
他还需要圣灵的能力。
He needed the power of the Spirit.
你跟我,
you and I,
怎么能够靠自己的能力来侍奉主呢?
How can we serve the Lord out of our own strength?
我们需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵在我们的生命中掌权。
We need the Holy Spirit to have authority in our lives.
我们也需要圣灵把能力加给我们。
And we need the Holy Spirit to give us the power.
不是靠我们自己。
It is not relying on ourselves.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们可以做很多事。
We can do many things.
我们可以很有口才的在理智上把别人说服。
And we can, with great eloquence, convince someone.
Intellectually.
我
们也很可能会想出一些办法。激动人的感情
And we can come up with some ways to stir up people's emotions.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们没有办法让死人复活
We have no way to raise someone from the dead.
我们也不能够让人生命改变
And we cannot make someone's life change.
只有圣灵可以做
Only the Holy Spirit can do that.
如果只有圣灵可以做那个存到永远的工作
If only the Holy Spirit can do the work that will last for eternity
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
在你我的侍奉中
In our service
Prayer 祷告就 become fundamental 而不是 supplemental
Prayer then becomes fundamental not supplemental
今天多少的时候我们说我们为着某一个工作来祷告
How often we say today we will pray for a specific work
我们什么时候才认识祷告才是真正的工作呢
When will we realize that prayer is the true work
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你如果真的相信只有圣灵能够做存到永远的工作
If you truly believe that only the Holy Spirit can do the work that will last for eternity,
你我对着祷告的态度会有极大的改变。
You and I will change our attitudes towards prayer.
圣灵像鸽子。
The Holy Spirit like a dove.
他在那里见证我们主品德的美丽。
He testifies to the beauty of our Lord's character.
他也在那里膏抹我们的主。
And there he anoints our Lord.
把能力带到主的生命上。
To bring power to our Lord.
还记不记得施洗约翰曾经讲过主耶稣受洗，主耶稣的洗？
Do you remember that John spoke of the baptism of our Lord?
他说到我是用水给你们施洗。
He said, I baptize you with water.
但将来有一个比我更大的。
But one day, someone who is greater than I.
我给他提鞋带不够资格。
Someone I am not worthy to tie the laces on their sandals.
他要用圣灵和火给你们施浸。
He will baptize you in the Spirit and fire.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主在地上是工作完毕的时候。
When the Lord finished his work here on earth.
他就对他的门徒说你们受圣灵。
He said to his people, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
我们的主从死里复活升上高天以后。
After our Lord was raised from the dead and ascended into heaven.
五旬节的时候。
At Pentecost.
圣灵就浇灌下来。
The Holy Spirit was poured down.
火焰一样的舌头落在个人的头上。
It appeared as tongues of fire over the disciples' heads.
圣灵的洗实实在在是我们的主所做的。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is something that was truly done by our Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你什么时候看到我们的主用火来施洗呢？
When did you see our Lord baptize using fire?
读圣经的人都知道。
Those who read the Bible all know.
用火来施洗。
To baptize with fire.
乃是讲到主将来洁净中间的审判。
Speaks of the future, the judgment.
And the purification.
And the purification.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
那个是可怕的审判。
That is a fearful judgment.
为什么主从来没有在地上做过一件这样子的事？
Why did the Lord never once do something like that when he was on earth?
因为所有的审判都是他亲身为我们承担。
Because all the judgment he himself took for us in our place.
我们的主,
our Lord,
他把一切那个火的审判,
all the judgment of the fire,
都落在他的身上,
it fell solely upon him.
所以他今天能够用恩慈待我们。
So today he can lead us with grace.
但弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
让我们记住,
let us remember,
有一天他还是要用火来施浸,
and one day he will baptize with fire.
他讲得很清楚,
he says very clearly,
到那里的火是不灭的,
and that fire does not go out.
从此不死的,
it never dies.
但愿主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us,
让我们记得,
so that we can remember,
我们今天还有一点点的时间。
That today we still have a little bit of time.
在恩典的里面。
In grace.
我们珍惜这个恩典。
We should treasure this grace.
我们常常回到他的面前。
We should often come before him.
我们常常省察自己。
We should often examine ourselves.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们把这一点点的话献在你的手上。
Heavenly Father, we commit these few words into your hands.
我们向你承认我们的软弱和有限。
We acknowledge to you our weakness and our limitations.
但是我们实在感谢你，圣灵实在是宝贝。
We truly thank you for your Holy Spirit is precious.
我们求圣灵用着这些话。
We ask that the Holy Spirit use these words.
给我们里面提醒。
To remind us.
给我们光照。
To shed light on us.
给我们鼓励。
To encourage us.
给我们安慰。
To comfort us.
但愿你的话。
May your word.
成为我们的生命。
Become our life.
成为我们的力量。
Become our strength.
成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Become a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.